The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Mike Peterson of KMA Radio in Shenandoah and Mike Hohenbrink of Kalmar Courier. Mike Peterson, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Thank you very much. Senator, what was your reaction to the news that Robert Mueller has been named as the special counsel in the investigation into President Trump's possible ties with Russia?
He's an outstanding person to do it. He has the trust of both Republicans and Democrats, and he served the country well for 12 years as FBI director. And in all those years that he was director of the FBI, about the only thing that I couldn't get him straight on was listening to whistleblowers and being fair towards whistleblowers. But beyond that, I think he did a good job. Should we go to Kalmar?
Senator, in remarks you made Wednesday, you voiced some concern about the Affordable Care Act. Quoting, you said, "The irony here is that the so-called Affordable Care Act is, at the end of the day, anything but affordable." What needs to be done still with health care?
Okay. Now, I'm talking conceptually because we have not put a Senate bill together, and we're not working off the House bill, as is usually traditional for the Senate to write a separate bill and then go to conference with the House and work out the differences there. Number one, it's quite obvious in Iowa, maybe more than any other state, probably in less than a month, we'll have 94 of our 99 counties where you can't even buy insurance if you go to the exchange, and you would go to the exchange if you were entitled to the subsidy. Or if you aren't entitled to subsidy, you could still go to the exchange. Another thing is the promise that that was made in 2009, if you want to keep your doctor, you can. Millions of people had to change it. If you want, like your health insurance, you can keep it. Millions of people have had to change their health insurance. Then if you your premiums were going to go down $2,500, they've gone up probably $3,000 in that period of time. Then you look at the situation with, I can give you an example of a farmer in Iowa. He had $20,000 last year, $32,000 this year. He backed it down to $25,000, but he's by joining an HMO, but he's got a $15,000 deductible for him and his wife. So you got insurance, but it's not insurance you can use, and it still costs a lot of money. Then that's some of the things that are wrong that you heard me talk about. Then beyond that, I think we want to make insurance accessible and affordable, more so than it is now. We want to make sure that people that need help buying health insurance can get that help. We want to make sure that the way Medicaid was expanded and how it's reformed doesn't affect people that are already enrolled. Greater emphasis upon health savings accounts. In other words, if I had to sum this all up, you want people to be able to buy health insurance. You don't want one size fits all from Washington, D.C. You want more state go back to state regulation of insurance. And you want to keep the government from getting between the patient and the doctor. Back to KMA.
Yes, Senator, continuing on the Russian situation, President Trump revealed or confirmed this week that he had revealed highly classified information to Russian officials in a meeting last week. What sort of position does that put the United States in as far as the sharing of materials that came from another ally? And regardless of whether the president had the right to do this, was this an appropriate act for the president?
I'm going to quote Mr. McMasters that there wasn't any violation of national security, and the United States had already shared some of that same information with other countries. Back to Kalmar.
Senator, drawing a lot of attention during the last few months has been the issue of school choice. Do you see any progress along these lines being made coming up?
Not at the federal level, because we passed legislation last October that basically deregulates education at the federal level and puts most of the responsibility where it has historically been at the state level. And the whole subject of charter schools is a state issue and not a federal issue from this standpoint. Well, it might be a federal issue for the District of Columbia because the federal government's got jurisdiction over the District of Columbia. But in the 50 states, it's up to the individual states. And there's, I think, no more than 37 or 38 states provide for charter schools. So that kind of tells you where any talk about charter schools is. Now, just in case your question comes from the fact that we have a new Secretary of Education and the education establishment, particularly the teachers' union, were accusing her of pushing charter schools. There's no doubt she's pushed charter schools, but there's no federal legislation that gives her authority to force charter schools on the states. She's not superintendent of schools. She's secretary of education, and a few other non-educators have also been secretary of education. She's got to carry out laws that are on the books that federal money goes with, but it's pretty much administering those programs according to the law. She doesn't have a lot of leeway. Back to KMA.
Continuing on the subject of education, there's been a report that something like $10 billion is going to be cut from the education budget, and some of that money is going to be funneled into the charter schools or school choice programs. There's a lot of concern out there that a lot of education programs for public education are going to be jeopardized. Do you believe that a lot of the programs are going to go by the wayside just to benefit charter schools?
No, I think what you're thinking of, and I don't know to what extent it's in present law or it's being proposed in present or to go into present law. And it's pretty simple. There's so much education or so many federal dollars go to a student in the public schools. If that student changed to a charter school or another school, I don't think it applies to homeschooling, but let's say a private school or a charter school, that money could follow that student, but only to that extent. And that would be a parental decision. Not a decision by some bureaucrat in Washington that more money ought to go to this school or that school. The money would follow the parent, follow the student. Who did I leave out?
If I can get one more in,
yeah,
this is
go ahead.
Mike from Calmer. Senator, with regard to the news that Mr. Northey, it looks like, might be in line for a federal position on the heels, of course, of Mr. Branstad, your thoughts on the possibility we might have a couple Iowans in high government?
Well, I think that the White House hasn't announced it, but it is a Secretary Perdue selection. As long as the White House approves of it, he will be, I believe, Undersecretary for Farm Programs. But it's basically the Farm Programs plus Conservation. And NSRC, stuff like that. He would be one of the top three people. Well, the secretary and then a deputy secretary and then two undersecretaries. So one of the top four people running the Department of Agriculture. And like I said, Perdue has already selected him and offered him a job. So the only answer I can give you is I expect the White House will approve of it, but until they do, it's not certain. Thank you, Mike, and Mike, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.